Wesley Kamiz is a farmer in the Rombur area of Lurie Payam in Juba County of Central Equatoria State. Kamiz says he cultivated 3 faidan of maize and vegetables, but all of his crops were destroyed by drought. Kamiz says in the past when there was normal rainfall, he harvested a lot of maize.
This year, we have not yet harvested this maize, but in the previous years, when there is a good rain, we get 6 to 5 sacks per feidan. So we sell half to the market to pay children's school fees, and then we leave another half for food.
Hamis tells South Sudan in Focus, apart from the lack of rainfall, weeding farms has become more expensive than in the past years. He says farmers in his area pay laborers more than 40,000 South Sudanese pounds to weed 1 faidan of maize. John Loro, another farmer in Juba who owns 7 faidan, says besides coping with this year's drought, crops and vegetables on his farms were also destroyed by large animals and insects. Loro tells South Sudan in Focus, the biggest problem local farmers face are the cattle destroying their crops, which has resulted in food shortages and high prices in the markets.
The biggest we have here, starting from Rombur, Lurie and Jebel, is the problem of the cattle destroying our farmers, and that is the reason why vegetables are expensive in the markets. If you happen to visit our place in Kabo, you see cattle roaming around farmlands, and many people have not cultivated this year. These cattle are coming from the sides of Terekeka and Tali.
Loro is urging the National Ministry of Agriculture and the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization to give farmers insecticides to treat their crops. Local farmer Agri Landi tells South Sudan in Focus he and other farmers started planting crops at the beginning of April but lost all of their crops due to drought. Landi says if the government and non-governmental organization do not intervene, South Sudan will go hungry in the coming months.
We farmers are badly affected, and we foresee that people are going to face a hunger crisis. That is why we are calling for intervention to help people with food. We farmers in South Sudan depend greatly on rain. So when it rains, we cultivate during the rainy season. But unfortunately, this year, the rainfall delayed.
Conflict and climate-driven shocks in South Sudan have significantly damaged agricultural production, which the primary source of livelihood for many residents. According to the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, up to 95% of South Sudanese rely on farming, herding, or fishing, and any disruption to this sector causes ripple effects and has the potential to harm South Sudan's overall economy. High food prices caused by soaring inflation have disrupted markets and trade. Last week, the government and the UN's Food and Agriculture Organization have secured $9 million for the revival of several agricultural operations across the country. Agriculture Minister Josephine Lagu said the funds will benefit the Awil Rice Scheme and other farming operations in Kapoita and Warab State. For VOA News, I am Viola Elias in Juba.